Tell me, before the museum fire happened, how many Mexican spotted owls were up in that area?
Prior to the museum fire, we were aware within the museum fire footprint of at least three territories that occurred there. So, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 Mexican spotted owls, depending on whether or not they're paired up or not in a given year.
Okay, and Julia, the area up there that the fire burned is part of a protected activity center, is that right?
Yeah, so it actually burned into portions of three packs, so the three that Shala mentioned. It was kind of pieces of two and then a very decent-sized chunk of one of them.
So it's been a year since that fire. Tell me how the owls are doing now.
We have located 2 of the 3 pairs in the museum fire footprint and are still conducting protocol surveys to locate the 3rd pair. It is good news, particularly as Julia mentioned, the one protected activity center that had a larger chunk of it that burned at high severity, those birds are there and are actually nesting.
Julia, maybe this is a question for you. How do you determine an area is going to be good habitat for a Mexican spotted owl? What are you looking for?
So in this case, it's a lot on structure, having those older mature trees with all the branches and the cover and they provide. They really do key in on the witch's brooms a lot of times for nest structures. And so that's a big thing too.
So talk to me about how the habitat has changed for these owls since the fire went through.
In the short term, at least, what the fire does do is provide a lot of recycling and nutrients. And so one of the reasons the birds are likely able to be successful this year in terms of nesting is prey habitat availability. So the habitat their food source eats, wood rats, mice, is really up. And so they've got a lot of food available to feed themselves and any young that they successfully fledge. Right now, the birds are able to use the same nest core area that they've been using the last several years. But we do have concerns long-term for the high severity fire patches as to how long those areas will continue to provide habitat.
What'll happen over time, even if some of those trees maybe have a little green on them or had it after the fire, they'll all start to die now, and then they'll start to fall down over time. And so what'll end up happening is obviously there'll be nothing from the perching and roosting standpoint, and then we'll have a whole bunch more fuel on the ground again. So that's part of what Shala was getting at when she was saying that, you know, we had those concerns, kind of the future health. Not only did we lose the trees and the structure, but we also now have a bit of a problem with a little more fuel on the ground than we'd probably like.
Long term, what kind of plan is there for revegetating the area or other work that might help improve or maintain that habitat?
You know, revegetation is not necessarily an issue. We will lose existing tree canopy, and that's just going to take a long time to come back, particularly for a species like the Mexican spotted owl that really wants that higher canopy cover that Julia was describing earlier. But for other species in some of those areas, you know, bluebirds, deer, you know, the forage and the herbaceous species are providing lots of great habitat for those species. So, you know, there's a diversity of habitat that's going to occur as a result of the fire.
That area in general, you know, receives a fair amount of moisture. And so we'd expect to get good regeneration of trees and all vegetation. It's something we'll monitor, but, you know, to rush out right now and not give the landscape the time to recover would be a mistake because, you know, it is adapted to fire. So it should be able to respond.
Julia Camp and Shala Hedwald, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Melissa. You.